Of course, there's some poems about my wife in the book, as people want to do, but there's also, weirdly, to my mind, about four or five poems from my friend Ian Ordy, and I don't know how he clinged onto me here, but he lives far away now, and so this is for him. No hurry. You piled in the center of your kitchen most of the junk from 10 years that hadn't been taken for debts. What you owned, though, was negligible. Lit mags cropped from the office stacks, movie posters, bent-up novels, a few poetry books, CDs from the ancient age of CDs. Only the pictures, you said, were you keeping, and of them, too, I could take my pick if any caught my eye. Oh, and the garbage bags full of clothes that didn't fit anymore, but I didn't need or want anything. The pile itself is what stays with me like a grainy scene of a pit of a film on pause. It's that pile I see, you preparing for a bonfire. The kindling of your life stacked together on the kitchen floor. From where I stand, this will be no slow burn, but the quick extinguishment of 10 years, 3 girlfriends, 2 degrees. It's hard to know the thing we mean when we exit in a hurry, either too soon or too late, with no awards or rings. But it's kind of ripeness, rightly timed, that departure brings, and what we hunt. That full part of a pint drunk past closing. A sign that reads, go bereft and go now, and now. This is just a start. This poem's called My Family. It was originally... We lived in Toronto last year, and one of the pleasures of Toronto is the AGO that I had a membership to, and the occasion to look at some photographs by Robert Frank, who's great, and this was originally based on his, called My Family. A print of sunlight dusts our bedroom wall, this single room we share. Our little girl lies sleeping, whorled in her blankets like a shell on your shore. Wake up, my beautiful wife. Love, unbutton your shirt. Mother of my life, your breasts yawn into the light's sliver, but still we're frayed, aren't we? Pell-mell over the bay, seagulls call and call. One gnaws at a knife. How's the time? Okay, yeah. Wolf Hunter, poem I wrote a few years ago. Been watching some NFB documentaries, and in NFB documentaries there's all kinds of things about wolves you come across, and I don't quite remember which one, but maybe it was just from Never Cry Wolf. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's scenes of people with airplanes hunting wolves. And I thought I'd try my hand at a monologue from that perspective. So there you are, little wolf, soul king of the Arctic. You'll howl to the moon and be the beast of picture books. Frighten my children, eat poor farmers' chickens and cats, won't you? Isn't that what you were made for? To show your teeth, bristle and growl and run away? Now, here, for us, you'll be showcased. Look, fast as you can, you sprint across the plateau. Scurry your best getaway routine. What part chance in a million you've got, wolf? I'd guess the odds are stacked against. But what do you know of odds and being the prize of a 2-year wait list to this one ride north? It's what I've paid for. I'm almost disappointed. You're slower than I expected. all that effort to beat the speed of this measly twin propeller pretty much for nothing. It's like you treadmill the same piece of earth over and over. Enough. Where are you, Wolf? Where are you going? Hush. I'm told now to take a shot. Fuel runs low and we gotta be back before dark. So, little wolf, you might as well hold your full throttle pace across the scree, easier to aim. There's a rivet here on the window ledge to gully the gun barrel. Set its scope to your barn-wide belly. X mark your shaking heart. You're almost dead before I start, but there's a moment you linger, a little more alive. Time like a room we enter together, a second or so before I pull the trigger. So I figured that went well enough. I thought I'd write another poem from the wolf's perspective. I was unemployed. Wolf hunted. Is there a give to your hunt? Some kind of pause? Yours is a relentless stutter, a continuous cut rhythm of steel and engine and wane, noise that does not grow but increases like a virus or a beat more inevitable, routine, more empty than hunger. Welts seem to break out on my hide as your propellers appear to lash the air with long wire. And still you are not near. Still you are only edging over the mountains like they were sand hills, small bumps on the ground to top over. You grumble swiftly, swoop in along the decline, butter the air under your metal belly. Turn, and I'd be caught in the luxury of an animal wonder at some new thing, your wide gleaming torso. And still you are not near. Tree line, a possible cover where I aim this sprint is like dark water stood on end, held hostage, shimmering wet shale, no closer for whatever great leap forward I attempt. Now you're loud like an avalanche groaning in the sky. The sun marks your body, sets into it, a black bruise appears in the ground exactly below where you fly, beside where I run, now ahead, now slightly behind. Am I now mere moving meat, pieced together trunk of parts, roughly colored fur, head, eyes? Post me on a wall if you will it. If I'm lucky, you'll turn me into boots or a blanket. But I suspect I'm the object of one quick kill, a flash made brilliant a moment. Then less and lesser, a dense body on its side about 5 feet. I'd like to end on a poem from a bunch of poems called Away. Another Montreal poem. The anecdote is the cafe I frequent every day. Some mornings I sit at L'Anecdote and drink as much coffee as I can, as much as the waitress will pour me, which always depends on the waitress. Maybe I fall in love that easily, but more often I forget about it by the time I've paid. It's 4 years later, and this blonde, curled infant girl speaks French better than I do. During a winter, I watched her mother's belly round with her being made. Her father, the pilot, came and went. Each time I wondered about the great distances he risked when he left. The open ocean, the icy peninsula of Greenland. One day, you'll also not be here, not doing things, like sitting on the couch with a magazine. One day, we'll walk all by ourselves. It'll be weird. I'll be looking for you forever, if it comes to that. But now everything's okay. People wait for the traffic lights to change. Winter again, and we're warm enough. The world is safe here. Civilization works, at least works here. People get old only after a long time. And listen to this one. No one dies young. Thanks for your attention.